Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey, everybody. This is Greg Gutfeld. I'm very excited. I always open the podcast by saying I'm very excited because I'm an excitable person. But boy, am I excited because I'm talking to Jason Kraft. He's the CEO of a company that makes my favorite new device. It's an electric bike. He's the CEO of Electric Bike Technologies. I actually bought one of his bikes and I loved it so much. I had to talk to him. And I know that sounds like an ad, like, I love this so much, I had to have him on my show. That's not true. That's not true. We met in a very different way. We met on Peloton because both Jason and I are kind of addicted to Peloton. Is that true?
It is true. I am addicted to Peloton. I've had my bike since 2016. I'm crazy. It is a cult. Believe everything they tell you. That's why Greg talks about it all the time on the Five and everywhere else. And yeah, it's a cool connection. So, you know, it was neat hearing you, watching you on TV as a fan and seeing you talk about Peloton in the way that so many people have. I think it's a pretty awesome thing. Yeah.
Well, okay. So before I talk about the electric bike, which is in itself a phenomenon, and I find it interesting that the two most influential things, at least for me during a pandemic, are based on the wheel. First, it was Peloton, and then it was the electric bike. It's some things just never go out of style. Wheels and walls, as Donald Trump would say. So it's interesting with Peloton that it's done something. Like, how much weight have you lost on it?
I lost 50 pounds. I was 240. I'm down to 190, you know, 192, whatever. But yeah, it's amazing. But I got to tell you, and this is one of the things where I was like, is it just me and Greg Gutfeld are having this experience? Because you are still the only person I know who lost a ton of weight during, like, you know, during lockdown or whatever.
40 pounds. I went from 185 to 143. Now I'm like, the weird thing is I'm back to eating sweets, because, you know, once you crack open that door with like chocolate covered almonds, then the next day it's something else. And then somebody's birthday at work and it's like, hey, have a piece of cake. And then you're screwed. And
it's
yesterday,
slippery slope.
Yesterday I ate a bunch of chocolate covered almonds. Then I ate a candy bar, which I got for free, which is why I had it. And then I ate a bowl of cereal from Magic Spoon, which is all protein.
Oh, okay.
Why am I talking about this?
Okay. Because it's awesome. We should talk about this. We'll get to the electric bike stuff. But I want to ask you right now, do you know anybody else who had that experience?
No.
Everybody else is like fat, this and that. You see the quadrants and the memes and the whatever.
Yeah.
You don't know anybody else, right?
No, I don't.
Crazy.
I don't.
It's crazy.
I know. I mean, well, actually, but Elena, my wife, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Elena. She got into it as well. So she was skinny already. So she's like, her losing weight is like redundant, I guess. Yeah. If that's correct. But
the bike is only one piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to cut you off. The bike is only one piece of the puzzle. For me, I also quit alcohol, which I'm not sure if you've done that yet.
No.
I quit alcohol. It's tough. tough, but it was my time, you know.
Yeah.
But it's mostly about diet, because I've had the bike since 2016 and I've ridden a lot. And thanks for the follow. I'm glad we can do that. Hopefully we can ride sometime. But it's diet. And I watched, and I don't know if you've seen the documentary, but I was going to tell you, you know, that the perfect human diet or whatever, it's like a paleo thing.
Right.
It just made sense to me. And it's just such common sense.
What are you eating then?
So just me, really, like, green vegetables.
Right.
No cereals or grains. I do have, like, my one, like you said, I have, like, this pro protein, whatever. It's some, you know, something they smash together and it's not really grains. So I eat that with, like, you know, yogurt. But that was the key. It was the diet. And when I watched that documentary, it was about spiking your insulin, you know, and I have thrown in occasional, you know, fasting. So some days I'll go with nothing but dinner and that's it for the day.
Yeah.
So it, you know, all that stuff plays a part.
I do that once in a while. And I also feel, I don't know who told me this, but they said that, like, I'm doing paleo pretty much when I go off and I'll eat like a crazy shit. Like I'll have bread, you know, yeah. which is almost like, it's almost like infidelity.
Yeah.
It's like I'm eating bread and I feel like I'm cheating on me.
Dude, and doesn't it, even taste the same.
It doesn't.
It's almost like you're eating cardboard.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
And now like I can't eat a potato chip. It's weird because I think about cardboard and salt.
Anything that's not nutritional,
don't put it in your mouth, period.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is, so if you eat like once, your body kind of ignores it. I feel like my body goes, oh, that's a slip up. Yeah. Don't worry about it. But okay, so people complain when I talk about Peloton, they complain to me like I'm some kind of rich kid because the bike costs $2,000. And I have to explain it to them that I've been going to gyms since I was 16 or 17. I probably spent $100,000, $150,000 on dues, and going to Equinox is like $250 a month.
Yeah.
And it's like, so the bike pays for itself. And I'm trying to explain to people that if you can afford to go to a gym and you're not going to be going to a gym much longer, you want to get a Peloton. Who's your favorite instructor?
I would just say, forget about that. Look at me, do whatever you want with your money. Like, come on. If you got it, you know, so who's my favorite instructor? I rode this morning. I did a 30 with Hansby. We've talked about her before.
Yes, she is something else.
Yeah, she was on live this morning. So I rode that because I prefer to ride live.
Oh, I could do that too early.
But my favorites are Jen Sherman. And she's been there a long time.
Interesting.
Yeah, Jen Sherman.
She swears and gets pissed off.
I sometimes think
that she has a like she'll go like, she'll be doing it on the bike and she'll go, oh, there you are, Peter. I see you. Hey, it's cool. I'll talk to you some other time. Like something went on.
Yeah. She's got all kinds of shit going on. She's been on Howard Stern and this and that or whatever. You know, it's just, it's real. It's authenticity sells.
Yes.
And that's it. And that whole thing you've talked about recently with like the charisma, by the way, Christine D'Errico is my other one. I love her. She gets a little mystic and looks at a screen and cries sometimes.
Yeah.
But I dig that. You know, I'm okay with that because she wins races and she works out. So, I don't know the charismatic thing.
Yeah.
What you've been saying about, you know, having a platform where it's charismatic and how that can lead to other things. I have three little kids. Mm-hmm. School's completely a mess. And I keep telling my wife, she's like, oh, it's going to be this, going to be that. It's not going to be, it's going to be 2 days, one case, and we're back to all virtual.
Exactly.
That's it. So why can't I have the guy from Harvard teaching my kid? Because
yes.
I don't need Betty from Newtown teaching my kid if it's going to be on here. Besides, Betty thinks she's too heavy and doesn't want to be in front of people anyway. And also, she's thought about the fact that she's going to be held accountable now.
Right.
Because right? I can see her.
In fact, I just read where teachers were trying to get parents to sign a waiver so they don't eavesdrop on the classes. Isn't that amazing? No, but it is accountability. It's accountability. Yeah. And I've been saying this, that there's that SAT setup question like, A is to B as in D is to E. It's like, so Peloton is to the gym what blank is for education. If they figure out the same model, map it onto Peloton, which would be a device or a pod in which you hire charismatic, almost like show anchors, show people who have a talent stack, as Scott Adams would say, so that I understand molecular genetics. However, is that such a thing? I understand biology. Yeah. But I'm also like smart, I'm fast, and I can keep you engaged. That's the whole point of like,
my kids spend 10 hours a day watching YouTube.
Yeah.
Give me something better for them to watch. School will handle itself. They'll be the smartest kids we've ever produced.
Yes.
And by the way, you know, it's funny. You know, you've got like the unions and whatever for the teachers and they all want to just tell them it's cool. We're never signing that thing. We're all watching. Let's get it on. And
you'll
see how quick they want to go back to the classroom with 30 kids who don't say anything about how they are.
Yes. So,
anyway, if we don't start talking about e-bikes soon, my partner is going to kill me. He's like, don't talk about Peloton. I'm like, all right.
All right. Okay. So the electric bike, the reason why I brought a Peloton is it is a lot like that in that, in my opinion, it does change you more than you think. And I remember the first time I got I tried it out, my buddy, my manager had one, and it wasn't your brand. And I was riding around this lake and I'm going, wow, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me when I was a kid, every kid before puberty, for no reason, you rode a bike around the neighborhood. It's like there was no, it was aimless. You were just riding around on your bike. And then puberty hits, and the idea of you riding your bike feels kind of childish. It's like, I have other things to do. I have to make myself look appealing and be appealing to the opposite sex or same sex, got to be PC. But when you were a kid, so you get this electric bike and I'm riding it around. And all of a sudden I feel like I'm a kid with a superpower in the sense that I'm that hill that made me, like when I was going to the liquor store.
Yeah.
That hill that I just like press the button and I just kind of glide over. So I have your bike, right? It's amazing. Okay. So your bike has five gears that are battery powered. And then plus you've got the throttle. Then the other side, you have normal gears. Very simple to learn. And you have all these combinations. Battery, you just charge. I charge it in my hallway. And then it's great. I go to the liquor store.
There you go. Yeah, that's how we connected. I heard you say you couldn't get up that hill, and I said this man needs an electric bike, and yes. I got the right one. So that's how we connected, which was really phenomenal. I want to say this about electric bikes.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things, and just recently I got a MailChimp from a competitor with all this bullshit. I've been in this business for 12 years. I started in 2008. Electric Bike Technologies is the company. We do a lot of things now. I got a couple of brands under my belt. We do a lot with tricycles and seniors and all this. Mm-hmm. And I've heard just about everything. Electric bike's going to get you off the couch so you can lose weight. Electric bike's going to get you from A to B. Electric bike is the last mile off the train. Electric bike is for physical, for PT or something like this.
Right.
Here's the deal. It's all of that stuff. It's whatever you need it to be. But more than anything, and one company does have this as their slogan, but it's fun. It's just fun. And I love that the first thing you said was it took you back to your childhood. And I'm glad to hear that because I know you didn't drive a car. You're a New York kid, right? So,
I'm California. I had a car.
You're California.
Northern California.
Oh, okay. I was talking about not having a vehicle for a while. I guess it's just living in New York.
I let my driver's license expire when I was in England.
Cool. All right. And you're like just a couple years older than me. I'm 46 years old. But when I was a kid, I knew how to do things with bikes. It was like the older kid showed me how to like take apart a chain and this and that. And you learn stuff and you rode your bike everywhere. And it was so much fun. And I think you did. You put a playing card in there to get some noise, right? Or you threw like a soda can on the back wheel and crushed it so you get some noise. And there was something about like having something motorized. But electric bikes are next level. So now you're a big kid and you got some cash too. And you don't have maybe the physical ability that you had once before. I want to make that clear. Like electric bikes, like they can be for like, mountain bikers and younger people and this and that. And they can be fun. And that's really cool. The majority that I see is baby boomers.
Yeah.
Okay? And baby boomers are where it's at. And then seniors with tricycles.
I'm not a baby. I'm right on the cusp.
Well, no, you just lost all that weight. I mean, you're in good shape. You could get up that hill, I bet.
I can now. But you know what? The other thing to be clear, I'm riding around. You got to wear a helmet.
You definitely got to wear a helmet.
Because you're going at 30, 25. Well, any speed, you can crack your head open. But like went and got a helmet. And I don't care if it makes me look dorky because I'm riding. Because you're sharing a road with a car.
Oh, it's dangerous. Everybody's texting. Don't do that. Whether you're electric or not, always wear your helmet. Always be safe. Be paying attention because other people are not paying attention and they're driving 2-ton vehicles.
Yeah.
Just like the bottom line is like an electric bike allows you to do you otherwise could not do. And then on top of that, there's this magic feel to it. And I call it the magic carpet because there's something so cool about you don't hear it, you don't smell it, you don't whatever, but you just feel pure propulsion. And it's the same kind of thing when you get in a Tesla, right? When you drive it, I don't know if you've driven a Tesla, but it's the same kind of thing. It's like, holy crap, what's making this go? Magic carpet senses. And in the industry, they call it the EV grin. It's the smile you get that first time you feel that propulsion. And then you're hooked.
That's what, when Scott Adams was talking about it, he did a whole thing, and I'll tell you about it.
I feel for that guy, by the way. He's getting a lot of lately. I hate it.
he's great.
I want to go up and sit in front of his house. I mean, I just like, it's terrible what's happening. Yeah. All this terrible.
Because he's on an eternal quest to be canceled. So he says what's ever on his mind. But he was talking about this plan he had for the bike. But when he went in to buy a bike, he was talking to the guy selling the bike. And the guy, Scott Adams, was, does anybody ever when they test drive it around the or parking lot or whatever, ever not buy it? And he says, that's never happened. Like, they get on the bike, and he mentioned the EB smile. He said that they come back with this smile and then that's it. And they pay for it. And that's it. Cause it's like, you know, the other thing too, is there's no reason not to buy it. It's like, I've been looking at it, buying a new car. There's reasons, like, obviously, like price, and is this a good all year round car? There's all these variables, but it's like you get on the electric bike and you go, there's no reason why this shouldn't be in my life. It's like, right. This is like another utensil, like a knife and a fork and a spoon. It's like, I got to have this in the drawer because you know what? I don't feel like riding. I don't feel like driving. I don't feel like doing this. And I go, oh, I could just pop down in this thing and get a beer and sit out, read the paper, and then come back.
Great point. And I want to highlight on that. And that goes with what I said before, but everybody we're so close-minded about bicycles in the United States. We are. And so if you say that a bike is just for exercise, clearly you haven't left the country.
Yeah. Period.
Like, you know, you go to Europe. I've been to China many, many, many times, which is kind of the ultimate example of bicycles. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're 8 years old or you're 98 years old. Mm-hmm. You're riding a bicycle everywhere. Yeah. I mean, there's giant lanes and the infrastructure is there. And here in the United States, we're just, I don't know. When it comes to bicycles, we're like, it's got to be fitness. And when I hear the word cheating, it's like,
true.
Come on, man. It's cheating. What? Are we in a race? Like, what is
it? It's destroyed it. And by the way, nobody likes those competitive racers on the road, even other competitive guys. So, but this brings me to the Scott Adams theory.
You should not do one thing, though, because they have a valid point. The Lycra guys and the people out in serious mountain bikers, don't go hooking up your Strava if you're on your electric mountain bike. That's not cool. Cool. All right. Let's put that out there.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
I worked at Rodale, so I used to mountain bike a lot with the editors of Mountain Bike Magazine. That was a blast, but I can't believe I didn't die, because the stuff that you would do as a mountain bike rider is crazy. It is crazy. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. Scott Adams believes that the electric bike, and he might be saying this after he gets high because he smokes a little every day.
Okay, I can understand
that. It could be the answer. He believes that the electric bike is the answer to, like, some of the biggest issues of the day. That if you create, you could create bike paths that link community to community and tourist attraction to tourist attraction. And you could actually create a network of these roads that allow people to travel easily, and there'd be charging sites along the way. And what this does is it deals with the pandemic in terms of being able to travel. It deals with jobs, because you could have tour guides and you have an industry that makes bikes. I mean, he's created this. I think he even drew a map of the United States, if I remember correctly. This is what happens during a pandemic. Scott Adams comes up with these amazing, brilliant ideas. But it was essentially redoing how to live, because even the living situation that we have right now is probably untenable. The real estate is getting more and more expensive. There's all this land that we're not using. And this could be a solution where we're affordable but cool, almost like portable housing comes up. You've seen these new houses. I think Kanye West is pushing one type of prefab housing that looks amazing. They're like 20 grand a house. So anyway, but combining all of these, you have like communities that are all linked by these bikes. It's crazy.
Yeah, they call it the villages. Right now they do it with golf carts, and it's called the villages.
Those are connected by, what do they call those, scooters?
golf carts.
Golf carts, yeah.
It's all golf carts.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's,
they love it. Yeah. I'm big in tricycles. They love us down there. We go down there. We do big shows. It's crazy. What you're saying about Scott and this whole idea and its Legoland of interconnectivity and bikes and e-bikes fitting in and all that is absolutely right. And what just happened to us changed. It changed me. It changed you.
Yeah.
It changed a lot of people in a lot of ways. We talked about restaurants. It's changed the thought yes. about eating out, whether you have to or not. It's changed. Do I have to work here or there? Do I have to live in New York City? I hoofed it to New York City. I was in finance for 11 years. My last three, I was hoofing it from Princeton to through Penn Station every day and into Manhattan. And I was working there as a sales guy and I hated it. And so, but it's changed everything. And COVID has brought us into this live within this certain radius now.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And it actually feels better. You know what I mean? It's not so stressed. It's not the guy who is like traveling all the time.
But only if you've got a job. So you're working.
Well, it's true. It's true.
There's
I'm very fortunate.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's what like I don't know if I feel a sense of guilt, but I'm always careful when I'm on the five. Not to pull this, we can shut down forever mentality, which is what you're seeing from people in the media because their job is safe. So if you're saying like, no, we should keep it shut down until there's no disease. Like that's you, dude, you're getting a paycheck. The people have to get back to work. So I've always been on the side of getting back to work in phases from the beginning because I can't trust myself to give advice about shutdowns when I'm getting my life hasn't changed, So I always I'm super careful. But to your point, the idea of the no more commuting is it. And also the cities, I don't think the cities are ever going to be the same. And I know I tend to be pretty dramatic on this end because my neighborhood got looted and it's boarded up still and it sucks. And so every day I'm reminded of it and I know it's going to happen again. It is going to happen again because we haven't figured out.
Oh, it's so going to happen again.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Gross. It's so visceral too. When you watch that from last night in Wisconsin,
yes.
you just want to scream. It like rips your heart out.
It does because we always felt that a civil society was the solution and that this wasn't ever going to happen. And then when it happens and it's almost like, well, if we abdicate our responsibilities, then other people step in and then you have real bloodshed. You have guys walking around with guns and that's out of control. And it's like, I don't know. Electric bikes are awesome.
Electric bikes. They're great for protesters too.
Yeah. If you're protesting, of course. Yeah. So is there anything I haven't asked? Because I'm like selling this bike for you only, but the thing is people have to understand. When they watch the five, when I like something, I have to talk about it forever, which is what I've been doing with Peloton. And also, I really do like Magic Spoon cereal. I sound like I'm doing a podcast that's being sponsored by ads, but no, I'm just a guy that's giving away, what do you call that advertising? Free? I'm giving away free advertising when I shouldn't.
Well, I don't care about all that stuff. I just wanted to talk to you about Peloton and losing all this weight because you're the only human being I know who had the same experience.
Are you worried? Do you have that like back of the head worry that it might come back? Because when I'm eating sweets the next day when I wake up, I'm like, why did I do that? Am I gonna return to old Greg?
Yeah, I do. Cause I've slipped a couple of times, and eating dessert with the kids. It's like a giant cake and stuff. And you feel like, I do worry about the restaurants. I told you this because, it's like going back to restaurants after the lockdown and all that was kind of like, it's like it's like you had fallen out of love with somebody.
It's a ritual now. Well, it was once a ritual.
It was. It was gluttonous as hell, too. I mean, we had the best economy ever, and you were going out to eat. At least me, I have a family, and I was going out to eat like 4 or 5 nights a week. And I'm the only one sitting at the table. My kids are too young to understand, and my wife was kind of just enjoying the moment. But I'm like, this is pretty f***ed up because it's so gluttonous. And I hope you all realize how good this is, like right now, right here, this economy and everything. And, you're eating out and you just kind of feel like it's not right. And I love to cook, too. I think you like to cook. I love to cook. But then you have the lockdown and, you change the way it is. And now that the restaurants have started open around me, at least, you go back and it's almost like having sex with somebody you used to love that you don't anymore.
I'm going to pull it into a safe, what it's like. It's like sports. So a lot of people have broken the habit of watching sports casually to not watching sports at all. Now, I'm not talking about the diehard fans like the Mets.
MMA.
Yeah. But if you're just a casual, like, hey, it's Saturday. Okay. That ship might've sailed. I think what you're talking about is when you break a habit, it's broken. But I'm curious about, I don't know if this is prying too much, but You quit drinking. Now, was this something you had done before, or was it something that you just decided that, hey, did you like have an embarrassing moment? I'm always like, I'm always modulating my drinking because I want to drink till I die.
Yeah.
So I want to drink till I'm 113.
I love drinking and I want to be, you know, and I'm very open and honest. I loved drinking, but it was too much. And my kids are getting to a certain age, and have I had embarrassing moments? Yeah. I've had too many of them. and so just life is better. And I had done it before. Like I've drank, you know, for 30 years, but I have had times I'm pretty much an all or nothing commitment kind of guy. And so last time I went a whole year, I just said, no, I'm done. Cause if you can't do that, you don't have self-awareness and self-control, it's nothing matters. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, but this time it was like, it's just getting a little bit too much. And actually it's my son, because I have a 13-year-old son and he gets now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, you start to look like somebody he can't respect, and that's not good. And that's not good.
They'll never have that problem.
Right. Right. If you don't have little people walking around making you feel like it's a whole different story.
Well, Jason, where can people find out more about your bike? You got a bunch of different models. You got like five, I think.
Yeah. So electricbiketech.com, electricbiketech.com. We'll get you to our main kind of corporate place. There's a quadrant there of four brands that we have. We do conversion kits. We do electric trikes. We actually own electrictrike.com, which is number one in the world. Mm. We do a ton of electric tricycles. And then we have something called Liberty Trike, which I am most proud of. Mm-hmm. I designed a trike called Liberty Trike. It actually folds and separates, and it's small, and it's active mobility. So you can pedal or you can do whatever. And it was geared towards seniors. Mm-hmm. And if you'll give me just another 20 seconds, sure. I'll tell you about something. So today, it's very special. We're putting out a press release tomorrow for this. The Liberty Trike I designed for seniors. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the market, and it told me what it wanted, and I spit it back. And it was it's direct to consumer, and it's easy to put together and all that stuff. And people said, you're not going to get seniors to buy this, especially direct to consumers. They don't even know what they're doing. They're not, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. Well, that was 4 years ago. And now we do thousands a year. And I've got a Facebook group, you know, Facebook groups. Yeah. And that's, you know, Peloton's group. Wow. That's where I go for my marketing cues. But the Facebook group that I have for these seniors, it's mainly women over 65. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. They create organic content all day long, and they love it, and it's become kind of cultish among them, and it's an amazing thing. But here's the point: we're giving them away. I had some kind, you know, I'm a libertarian. I think you're a libertarian. I don't know. Yep. You never really define yourself, but I'm a hardcore like libertarian, right? So it's like I don't think that people are altruistic to begin with. But I found this thing. This woman comes to me. She drives up her kid. The kid has a rare disease. It's called SMA, right? I'm wearing the bracelet. Cure SMA. SMA is a spinal muscular atrophy disease that affects kids that are born with it, and they used to not live past 12. And so she brings this little girl to me, her little girl, she's 11 years old, her name is Allison. Now, I've seen a lot of people with afflictions and physical whatever, and I've helped a lot of people out. I got some really good stories. But on this particular day, this mom drives up with her 11-year-old daughter who has this, and caught it right at the end of the day. She was kind of disheveled, for lack of a better term, but I could see in her and recognize as a parent that she would do anything for her little girl. And that was something else, right? So you got the little girl, and the little girl, of course, she knows she has it, but you know, and you feel for her, but I felt for the mom. I really did. And it was like, oh my God, I would kill for my kids, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have them, but you can relate. I'm sure you just would kill for them. She drives the kid here. Allison hops on one of the Liberty trikes, and she starts zipping around our warehouse here, and I've never seen anybody take to it like a fish to water. Mm-hmm. And she's smiling, and she's going faster than she ever has on any mobility device, and it was so amazing. Mm-hmm. I immediately said, that's your trike, Allison.
Wow.
No money here, nothing.
You guys
take this. And then I said, you know, I slept on it. I said, this is just, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to help these kids. So now Kim is in charge. We're giving away 10 Liberty Trikes to kids just like Allison this year.
That's great.
I'm going to double it or more, whatever I can do. I'm going to get all these kids moving and out there and riding with the other kids and with their families. And I want to help all the parents that have these kids that are working so hard. So thanks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fine story to end this on. You actually are a nice person, Jason.
Thank you.
Congrats on your company. And I'll see you, I'll see you on the bike.
I'll see you at 5:00.
Awesome, buddy. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Greg. Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You got it.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.